And now, please direct your attention to the mound for tonight's ceremonial first pitch. Please welcome to the mound Reverend Don Proctor. Reverend Don Proctor grew up playing baseball and basketball in Southern Illinois. He was a pastor in Illinois until he moved to Utah to pastor the Bountiful Community Church, the United Church of Canaan, and the Bountiful First Baptist Church. He founded the Bountiful Food Pantry and served on the Utah State Board of Mental Health. He and his wife, Marge, raised their family in Bountiful. After more than 50 years of service, Reverend Proctor will receive emeritus status and retire tomorrow morning. Thank you for your service, Reverend Proctor.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Angels AAA club, the Salt Lake Bees. Well, Salt Lake has won two of the first three games of this series. Rainiers looking to even the ledger tonight on a cool night here at Salt Lake City, where it is gray, cloudy, and threat of off and on rain tonight, although it's dry at the moment, and we are getting ready for an on-time start here in SLC. Well, the Rainiers with a surprise pitcher today, Nick Davila, up from Class A Modesto to make his AAA debut. Rainiers were, I was thinking they were going to have a bullpen game today, but instead the organization decided to give Davila a chance, and so he's making his AAA debut today. He's been pitching at Class A Modesto and has made four appearances there, two of them starts, has been going five innings in his last couple of outings, and also has been throwing strikes. So hopefully that will carry over into tonight's game. On the hill for Salt Lake is a guy who was one of the best pitchers in this league last year in Jake Kalish, but he's been struggling this season. 1-3 with a 9.23 ERA. The left-hander makes the start for Salt Lake. So Jake Kalish for the Salt Lake Bees and Nick Davila for the Tecumseh right here. Should be a good one tonight here at Smith's Ballpark. Yesterday's game was a thriller. Didn't go the Red Ears' way in the end, but it was entertaining. We'll recap it when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tecumseh Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tecumseh. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Tecumseh taking on Salt Lake tonight, game four of this six-game series. Yesterday, Salt Lake beat the Red Ears 8-7, back-and-forth game. Lots of homers. The Red Ears hit three homers, including back-to-back shots by Jake Shiner and Zach Deloach in the fourth. At the time, that gave the Red Ears a 4-1 lead, but Salt Lake sent 10 men to the plate in the bottom of the fourth and scored five runs to go up 6-4. And then the Red Ears immediately tied the game with two runs in the top of the fifth inning. A sack fly by Deloach, tying the game 6-6. Each team scored one run at a time through the bottom of the fifth, top of the sixth, and then in the bottom of the sixth with the score tied 7-7 after a 39-minute rain delay. Salt Lake scored a run on an errant pickoff toss with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. That put them up 8-7. And that was our final score, although the Red Ears had a furious rally attempt in the ninth. They had runners at second and third with nobody out. Couldn't get the run in. Jake Shiner's line shot to the left side, caught by a leaping Kevin Padlow at third base for Salt Lake. It was Padlow's day for the Bees. He had two homers and a double, drove in three runs, and made the game-saving play in the top of the ninth inning. Salt Lake beat the Red Ears yesterday. 8-7. Let's get to the starting lineups in today's game when our pregame show continues right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tecumseh at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tecumseh keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tecoma Red Raiders, who have a record of 15 wins and 14 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for Tecoma, playing left field today, is Cooper Hummel. Batting second, the center fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third and DHing is Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, playing first base is Mike Ford. Jake Shiner will hit fifth. He is at third base. Batting sixth and doing the catching is Jacob Nottingham. Hitting seventh, the right fielder Jack Larson. Batting eighth and playing second base is Pat Valleca. And hitting ninth, shortstop Cesar Hernandez. On the mound for the Red Ears, making his AAA debut, it's Nick Davila. The Salt Lake Bees are 13-17 on the year. They are the Angels AAA club. Their manager is Keith Johnson. Salt Lake's going to lead off with the center fielder, Mickey Moniak. Batting second and playing shortstop is David Fletcher. Hitting third, the first baseman, Trey Cabbage. In the cleanup spot, second baseman, Michael Stefanik. Batting fifth, designated hitter, Kevin Padlow. Hitting sixth, the left fielder, Jordan Adams. Batting seventh and playing third base is Taylor Jones. Hitting eighth, doing the catching is Chris Oakey. And batting ninth, right fielder, Jared Oliva. On the mound, left-hander Jake Kalish. Kalish is 1-3 with a 9.23 ERA. Umpires, Tom Hanahan has home plate. He's the crew chief. Mark Stewart Jr. is at first, and Harlan Acosta is at third. It's Tecoma and Salt Lake. Game four of the series. We're just about ready to start. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees, and heading towards the batter's box is the Red Ears leadoff hitter, Cooper Hummel. Red Ears wearing the red jerseys today with gray pants. Salt Lake decked out in their home whites, white jerseys, white pants. Gray, overcast, chance of rain tonight here in Salt Lake City, and cold. Hummel stands in, switch hitter bats right against the lefty Jake Kalish, and the pitch is swung on and grounded to the shortstop and gobbled up by David Fletcher, whose throw to first is in time to get Hummel. One pitch, one out at the top of the first inning. Second game in a row that Hummel has swung at the very first pitch and put it in play, and it's resulted in an out both times. Here's Cade Marlowe. He homered to the first inning yesterday, now batting .339 in 14 games with two homers, 12 runs batted in. Left versus left here with Kalish on the hill. He's on the third base end of the rubber. His pitch is swung on and bounced foul first base side. Rainiers have a lot of left-handed hitters who play on a regular basis. And John Russell did the best he could to give some of them a day off. Three are on the bench today, but there are three lefties in the starting lineup against the lefty Kalish. 0-1 pitch is swung on and bounced foul off the right foot of Marlowe, and he's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. We're in Salt Lake City. This is high elevation baseball. We're over 4,000 feet above sea level. Fly balls carry here. 0-2 pitch coming to Marlowe, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a breaking ball, and the catcher, Oki, has to throw down to first base for the putout, and he does. That's a strikeout with a 2-3 putout. Two gone in the top of the first inning. First strikeout for Kalish, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Kalish this year 1-3, 9.23 ERA. He's just allowed a lot of hits, 41 hits in 26 and a third innings. Walked 10 and struck out 19. Pitch to O'Keefe is swung on and bounced up the third baseline. Kalish can't pick it up. The third baseman Jones does. His throw to first is way too late. O'Keefe is on with an infield single, and the Red Ears have their first base runner of the game. And now Mike Ford will be the batter. Ford, sixth in the league in batting average, hitting .347 with nine homers and a league-leading 41 runs batted in. The nine homers is tied for second in the league. Left versus left here. And Kalish with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike one. The league home run leader is Salt Lake's Joe Adell, and Joe's not in the lineup today for the Bees. First time he hasn't been in the lineup in this series. 0-1 pitch to Ford. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Outfield plays him straight away. Infield shaded around to the right a bit, about as much as is allowed in these no-shifting days. Here's a swing and a grounder to second. That's fielded by Stefanik. Hit right to him, and he throws out Ford at first base. And that does it for the Red Ears in the top of the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing, Salt Lake coming to the plate.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers do not score in the top of the first, and now the Salt Lake Bees come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. Making his AAA debut today, right-hander Nick Davila, up from Class A Modesto. Rainiers with a hole in their starting rotation because of two injuries. To Easton McGee, who got called up and made his major league debut and got injured, and then Taylor Dollard as well. So Davila to fill in, and his first pitch to Mickey Moniak is up high for a ball, 1-0. At Modesto, Davila 0-1 with a 4.58 ERA. Next pitch hit well towards the right field corner. Back this goes, and it short hops the fence. Chasing is Larson. And on his way to second is Boniak. He's going for three. Here's the relay from Valleca. The tag, and it's not in time. Sliding it safely with a leadoff triple is Mickey Moniak. His fourth of the year already, and he is at third base to get things started for Salt Lake at the bottom of the first inning. Just a hooked pitch from Davila into the right field corner. And now David Fletcher will hit. Davila at Modesto pitched 17 and two-thirds innings, allowed 15 hits, 9 earned runs, struck out 18, walked only 5. Here's the pitch to Fletcher, and it is taken low for a ball. Davila is new to the Mariners. He was in spring training with the Detroit Tigers, who he'd been with at Class A Lakeland in Florida the last 2 years. But they released him in spring training, and the Mariners signed him. It's still in March, as here's one down low to Fletcher. And Davila began the year at Low A Modesto until today, his AAA debut. 2-0 pitch coming to Fletcher, and it is down and in, ball three. Davila hitting the low 90s with his fastball. There's a 92-mile-per-hour sinker right there. But he's behind in the count, 3-0. Next pitch coming to Fletcher is high, ball four, walked him. So Fletcher will head down to first base, and the Bees have runners at the quarters with no one out for Trey Cabbage. Cabbage hitting 311 with 9 homers, 21 runs batted in. Tied for second in the league in homers. Here's the pitch from Davila. It's outside for a ball, 1-0. And Jacob Nottingham, the veteran catcher who's trying to nurse Davila through his AAA debut, goes out to the mound to go talk to the young right-hander. Very quick words of encouragement. Davila, 24 years old. He pitched in college at the University of South Florida after a couple of years in a junior college. He grew up in Florida. Now the 1-0 is coming to Cabbage, and this is low. Two balls, no strikes. Rainiers defensively have Ford at first base holding the runner on. Valleca is at second, Hernandez at short, and Shiner at third. Here's the 2-0 to Cabbage, and it's low and away, ball three. Outfield is Hummel in left, Marlowe in center, and Larson in right. Wind is blowing across the diamond right now from right to left. 3-0 pitch coming to Cabbage, and it is fastball outside. And back-to-back four-pitch walks after the leadoff triple is a little concerning. And now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. Stefanik hitting .341 with a homer and 11 runs batted in, fifth in the league in on-base percentage at .469. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a ball, 1-0. The human being behind home plate, Tom Hanahan, is calling the pitches today. We're using the challenge system today and through the weekend here in Salt Lake City. 1-0 to Stefanik. In there for a strike. The Bees were just taking until Davila threw a strike, and now he's done that. One ball, one strike. It's a slider he got over there. Here comes his 1-1 pitch, and it swung on, hit in the air to center field. Lining it up is Marlowe, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Moniak. He's going to score. The other runners tag in advance as well as the throw comes into third base. Salt Lake is on the board. They lead 1-0 on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Michael Stefanik. And now they have two men in scoring position with one out for the star of the game last night for the Bees, Kevin Padlow, the former Rainier, who had two homers and a double last night and had a web gem in the ninth inning to save the game. Here's the pitch from Davila, and it is taken outside for a ball. If you're unfamiliar with the challenge system, the robot umpire is running in the background but not being used. And then if a batter, catcher, or pitcher wants to, if they think the umpire got the ball strike call incorrect, as here's one up high, they can call for a challenge, and they will consult the robot umpire. The robot's word is final. The thing is, you only have three incorrect challenges per team. And then you're out if you're wrong three times. Can't do it anymore. Next pitch over for a strike. 2-1 the count to Padlow. Rainiers have the infield in. Two and one the count. And the pitch is low and away with a slider. Three balls, one strike. First base is open. Jordan Adams is on deck. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. And it swung on and looped out into right center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Fielding it on a hop is Larson. Fletcher scores. Right behind him is Trey Cabbage. He scores as well. It's a two-run single for Kevin Padlow. Salt Lake leads 3-0. So Padlow with a single into right center picks up a couple of runs. And now Jordan Adams is the hitter. And the Rainiers fill-in pitching coach Matt Pierpont is on his way out to the mound to go talk to Davila. They want to get a few innings out of him. And so Pierpont's going to try to get things under control here. Pierpont filling in for Jairo Cuevas, who is away from the team on family business, and we hope to have him back soon. A So Jordan Adams is the hitter now. Adams is batting 262 with 7 homers, 24 runs batted in, 815 OPS. And the pitch from Davila is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Adams has a 6-game hitting streak coming into play today. First round pick of the Angels in 2018 out of high school, just 23 years old. 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Count goes to 1-1. Davila on the first base end of the rubber with the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Got a swing and a miss with his slider. One, two coming. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Davila ready again. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and it swung on and bounced foul past the Bees manager, Keith Johnson, who was standing in the third base coach's box. Still 2-2. Now the 2-2 coming, and it is low, ball three. Another slider. So full count to Adams. Davila's up to 23 pitches here in the bottom of the first. There goes the runner, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, throw down to second, is not in time. It bounces away from the second baseman and rolls into the outfield, and taking third is Padlo. Nottingham is arguing that the batter Adams interfered with his throw to second base, and here comes John Russell out to argue the same thing with home plate umpire Tom Hanahan. Adams is the first Triple-A strikeout victim of Nick Davila. And Russell's still talking to the plate umpire now, and he's going to end the conversation and head back to the dugout. So it's a stolen base for Padlo, and they're going to end up giving Nottingham an error as the throw, which came in way short because the batter was in his way. And he's going to get stuck with an error on that. So runner at third, two outs for Taylor Jones. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now here comes the 1-0. And it's in there for a strike. One pitch, hit in the air to right field, towards the corner, racing over Larson. The ball slices and goes foul and is out of play just barely. So a foul ball and a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. New baseball put in play at Taylor Jones, the Kentwood High School product and Gonzaga alum. It's back in the batter's box. 1-2 the count. And Davila's pitch is a slider outside for a ball. 2-2. There's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Davila with back-to-back strikeouts to close out the bottom of the first inning. And that does it for Salt Lake, but the Bees score three runs in the bottom of the first. And they do it with two hits. There were one error, and one runner left on base. We go to the second. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Well, 3-0 Salt Lake as we go now to the second inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. Jake Shiner will lead things off for the Red Ears. He'll be followed by Jacob Nottingham and Jack Larson. Shiner had a couple of hits yesterday, now batting .248 with 9 homers, 27 runs batted in. And he takes a strike on the outside edge from Jake Kalish. Kalish really had a good year last year that was interrupted by injury. 0-1 pitch to Shiner is inside for a ball. He was a late signee of the Angels late in spring training after he had been let go by the Royals, and he'd had a miserable year for Omaha in 2021. And the Angels picked him up as he throws an off-speed pitch inside, 2-1. And he ended up being one of the top starting pitchers of the PCL in the first half last year. Then he got injured, came back late in the year, but only pitched out of the bullpen at the end of the season. 2-1 pitch is high, ball three. He ended up tied for the league lead in wins. He went 10-2 and had a 2.87 ERA, which would have led the league, except he didn't have enough innings to qualify. Here's his 3-1 pitch to Shiner, and it's swung out and fouled back, and the count goes full, 3-2. In 84 and two-thirds innings last year, Kalish struck out 72, walked 19. Coming to Shiner. Called strike three on the inside corner, and down goes Shiner. And one man is out at the top of the second inning. Second strikeout for Kalish. And now Jacob Nottingham will be the batter. Nottingham batting .227 with 4 homers in 12 games. He's driven in 9 runs. Right hand hitting catcher, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Nottingham played in Wednesday's game, had a hit in that one. Well, one pitch swung on and hit on the ground right back to Kalish, the pitcher, who jogs halfway to first and underhands to his first baseman, for the put out, and two men are gone at the top of the second inning, and now Jack Larson will be the batter. Infield for Salt Lake, they have Trey Cabbage playing first base. Michael Stefanik is at second, David Fletcher at short, and Taylor Jones at third. The outfield is Jordan Adams in left, Mickey Moniak in center, and Jared Oliva in right. Pitch to Larson is taken for a strike. Larson's playing in his third AAA game today. He's 2-for-8. Hit a couple of singles in his AAA debut on Tuesday. 0-1 pitch to Larson is wrapped on the ground to second baseman Michael Stefanik, who fields it and throws out Larson, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. Three up, three down, quick half inning delivered by Jake Kalish. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Three nothing Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Chris Oakey, Jared Oliva, and Mickey Moniak to bat here. Nick Davila on the hill, beginning his second inning of work. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Chris Oakey, 4-for-32 to start his season with a homer. Right-hand hitting catcher, good defensive catcher. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. Cold night here in Salt Lake City, and it's just going to get colder when the sun goes down. Windy. The wind is frigid. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. This is one of those times where the fact that you can see the snow all over the Wasatch Mountains from basically everywhere in the ballpark, it's not helping things. Normally it's a beautiful sight, but tonight that snow's just making everybody feel colder. Hey, we just got a pitch clock strikeout on Chris Oakey. The Salt Lake catcher was not ready in the batter's box with 8 seconds remaining on the timer, and the plate umpire, Tom Hanahan, just rung him up for a strike, and because he had 2 strikes on him, it was strike three. So I have decided that we put these in the scorebook as strikeouts looking, not swinging, because that's clearly what happened. All right, here's one outside now to the next hitter, Jared Oliva. So a strikeout on the pitch clock. 1-0 pitch on the way to Oliva, former Pittsburgh Pirate, and it's in there for a strike. It's spelled like Oliva, but his family pronounces it Oliva. Next pitch in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. Oliva's making his first plate appearance of this series right here. He's 6-for-34 with a homer to start the season. And the pitch is down low for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2 is swung on and looped out into right field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And Oliva is aboard with a one-out single. Now the lineup turns over and Mickey Moniak will bat. Left-hand hitter, he tripled and scored in the first. And a balk has been called on Davila by the third base umpire. Harlan Acosta making the call. And now he's going to explain to Davila what the infraction was. And Nottingham, the catcher, is out there. And now here comes John Russell as well. And Russell wants an explanation from the third base umpire, which he is now going to get. And Russell is not pleased about this one, as he doesn't understand the call. Well, this conversation is ongoing. Russell has to be careful. You can't argue about balks. Well, the conversation ends. Russell's headed back to the dugout. Runner at second with one out to Mickey Moniak. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball. There's strike one. Davila threw the fastball up this time, and Moniak swung through it. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, and it swung on and hit high in the air to center, not deep. Marlowe lining it up, coming in, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So Moniak flies to center. Two away. And now David Fletcher is the hitter. Fletcher walked and scored in the first inning. Right-hand batter, and the pitch is swung on and lined towards right. Lining it up is Larson. He makes the catch, and that's the final out at the bottom of the second inning. Davila bounces back with a scoreless bottom of the second. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. One runner left. We go to the third inning of play. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Three nothing. Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We head to the third inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. Pat Valleca, Cesar Hernandez, and Cooper Hummel to come to the plate here in the third inning against left-hander Jake Kalish, who has retired six of the first seven to come to the plate tonight. Only Brian O'Keefe has reached so far, and that was on a infield single, a little dribbler up the third baseline that he beat out. So here's Valleca, batting 313 in 10 games for Tacoma. And the pitch from Kalish is taken low for a ball, 1-0. Valleca started the first game of the series on Tuesday. Didn't play Wednesday or yesterday, but back in the lineup today. 1-0 pitch. Inside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Now here comes the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and hit high and deep towards left center field. On the run is Moniak, and he's going to have room, and he makes the catch shy of the warning track. The wind picked up and has changed direction and was blowing in from left field, and that did not help Valleca right there. His fly ball lands in the glove of the center fielder Moniak. So one out in the third. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the batter. And the pitch from Kalish is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Hernandez hitting 260 with a 466 on base percentage as he continues to lead the league in drawing walks. He's drawn 29 walks this season. Oh, one pitch. In there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Hernandez calls time and steps out for a moment. Now Kalish is ready. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a slider. That is strike three, and Hernandez has struck out. So two down in the top of the third for Cooper Hummel. Hummel grounded to shortstop earlier, swinging at the first pitch of the game. Kalish's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. One offering, swing and a miss, strike two. Two more games here in Salt Lake City after this one. Tomorrow at 5:30 and then Sunday at, I guess it's 11:05 Pacific time on Sunday. 0-2 pitch, grounded into right field, a base hit. And that is the Red Ears' second hit of the game. Cooper Hummel with a single to right field, a ground ball between first and second. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Correction, Sunday's game is at 12:05 Pacific time. Here's Marlowe now. And the pitch to him is breaking ball outside. Red Ears return home and host Reno on Tuesday at Cheney Stadium. Doubleheader on Wednesday at 5:05. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. And then the Red Ears will be home through the rest of the week, single games. And you can get all the start times, ticket information, promotional information, everything's at TacomaRainiers.com. One one pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 now. And it's swung on and fouled away. Into the seats on the third base side. Two balls, two strikes to Cade Marlowe. Now the 2-2 pitch is coming, and it's high ball three. Runner will be off with the pitch. The 3-2 is a breaking ball way inside. That's ball four. So Marlowe walks, and the right ears have something developing here, albeit with two outs. Marlowe at first base, Hummel at second. And Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. And Chris Oakey, the B's catcher, goes to the mound to talk to Kalish for a moment. Keith, power hitting catcher. He represents the tying run of the batter's box. He reached on an infield single earlier. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball inside, 1-0. So 1-0 the count. Outfield plays straight away. Not too deep. And O'Keefe swings at the pitch, hits it deep into the hole, fielded by the shortstop Fletcher, and he spins and throws to second and gets the force out on Marlowe there for the final out of the inning. Right ears do not score at the top of the third. They had a hit, there were no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning here in Salt Lake City. It's B's 3, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Three nothing Salt Lake. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Smith's Ballpark. Nick Davila on the hill, making his AAA debut for the Red Ears. He'll face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Salt Lake this frame. Trey Cabbage leading things off, and the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Cabbage walked and scored in the first. Now the 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh coming. Swung on and hit toward the right side, and it's picked by Valleca on a hop, and he throws to first in time to get Cabbage, and one man is out in the bottom of the third inning. Sounded like Cabbage may have cracked his bat on that swing. One away in the third, and now here's Michael Stefanik. Davila with his pitch, and it swung on, bounced to third on two hops, and Shiner has it, throws to first in time for the out, and two men are gone. Davila's having a lot more success now that he's throwing strikes. I think he had some nerves there in the first. First AAA battery faces, he's heard of him. It's Mickey Moniak. He knows Moniak was the number one pick in the draft back in, it was back in 2015, but he knows that. And now the pitch to Padlo is a ball, and Moniak rips one of his pitches for a triple, and then he seemed to get a little nervous, and he threw nine consecutive balls, issuing two walks to load the bases, and it led to a three-run inning. But now, as he falls behind Padlo Tuendel, he seems to have righted the ship and is pitching as I presume he normally does now. Davila with the 2-0 on its way to Padlo, and it swung on, hit in the air to center, and that should do it. Marlowe's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down at the bottom of the third. Davila sets down the side, and we head to the fourth. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rents. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Well, we go to the fourth inning. It is 3-0. Salt Lake leads Tacoma. Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, and Jacob Nottingham to bat here for the Red Ears in the top of the fourth. Ford stands in. He grounded out to second base in his first plate appearance today, 0-1. Left versus left with Kalish on the hill, and Kalish throws a breaking ball in there for a strike. Curveball from the lefty, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 coming, and it's a breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-2. And Ford is the first player in this game to call for a challenge. He thought that pitch missed high, I'm guessing, and so we have a challenge here at Smith's Ballpark, and they put the video up on the board, and that was indeed a strike. It just did catch the outside edge, and it is called a strike, and the Rainiers lose a challenge. Only two left now. 0-2 the count to Ford, and the pitch is high. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 coming from Kalish. And it's a check swing, and he went. That is strike three, and Ford has struck out. And that's the first out at the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number four for Kalish, one away. And now Jake Shiner is the batter. He struck out looking his first time up. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. First place Oklahoma City lost. El Paso beat them 8-2. This game was a real pitcher's duel for a long time. As Shiner hits a hard grounder to short, lunging to field it is Fletcher, and from the ground he throws to first and gets Shiner for the second out of the inning. Nice play by David Fletcher at short for Salt Lake. And now Jacob Nottingham is the batter. Oklahoma City had a 2-1 lead at El Paso going to the bottom of the eighth. And then El Paso scored 7 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning and won the game 8-2. Alfonso Rivas hit a grand slam off Alex Vezia. Well, here's a line drive base hit into right off the bat of Nottingham on the first pitch he sees in this plate appearance. And he's aboard with the right here's third hit of the game. Jacob Nottingham with a single. And now Jack Larson will be the batter. Nottingham now with a little four-game hitting streak going. Not easy to do when you're a catcher who plays only 2 or 3 times a week. Here's the pitch to Larson, and it's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Although it seemed today that John Russell made the Rainiers lineup out very much with a plan to get Nottingham's bat in there. So here's a pitch outside for a ball. Just the way things have been going recently after Nottingham started the day game on Wednesday, I figured we wouldn't see him again until the day game on Sunday. But Russell put him in the lineup today, and so far it's paid off. He's got a hit. 1-1 pitch to Larson is pulled on the ground on 2 hops to the second baseman, Stefanik, who fields it and throws out Larson at first base. And that ends the top of the fourth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. 1 runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning at Smith's Ballpark. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Three nothing, Salt Lake leading the Rainiers. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Nick Davila has retired 5 in a row and 8 of the last 9 to come to the plate, and he's ready to work on Jordan Adams. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. There's strike one. Davila has struck out 3 and walked 2. He's allowed 3 hits. here's his 0-1 pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-1. More from around the league yesterday. Round Rock beat Reno 4-3 in Reno as Sam Huff homered and drove in three, and Justin Foscue had three hits, including a couple of doubles. Sears went outside. And with that win, Round Rock pulled within a half game of first place Oklahoma City. We're almost halfway through the first half, by the way. So now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. We're playing a split season this year for the first time since the early 1990s. And whoever's in first place after 70 games is, or 75 games, I guess, is going to be first half champion and host the playoff series. 2-2 pitch. Is a check swing, and he went. That's strike three, and down goes Jordan Adams, and Davila has struck him out twice, and that's his fourth strikeout. Now Taylor Jones is the hitter. So most teams have played 30 games. Oklahoma City is in first. Round Rock now a half game back after picking up a game last night. Now Jones drills one to straightaway center field. Back is Barlow, still back at the track, and he makes the catch a step or two in front of the fence while on the move, and that is the second out of the inning. Taylor Jones gave it a ride to center field, but Cade Barlow runs it down. Two away for Chris Oakey. Oakey struck out looking earlier. He's 0 for 1. Right-hand batter. And Oakey swings and misses. There's strike one. Wild one between Vegas and Sacramento yesterday at Sacramento. Next pitch in there, strike two. Las Vegas blew a 5-0 lead in the bottom of the eighth. And Sacramento scored five runs to tie it up. Elliot Ramos with a two-run single that finished the rally. So here's a swing and a miss by Oakey. They ended up going to the ninth, tied 5-5. Vegas scored a run at the top of the ninth to regain the lead 6-5. And then Sacramento got two in the bottom of the ninth inning on a two-out, bases loaded, two-run single by Colton Welker. And the Rivercats beat Vegas 7-6. Wild finish. Next pitch called, strike three. Down goes Chris Oakey, and Davila is rolling now. He has retired eight in a row. He is up to five strikeouts. He retires the side in order at the bottom of the fourth inning. We go to the fifth. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night. A more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf. More experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
On we move to the fifth inning. Still Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing. That's been our score since the first. Rainier's trying to break through against the lefty Jake Kalish. They'll send Pat Valleca, Cesar Hernandez, and Cooper Hummel to the plate here at the top of the fifth inning. Kalish has scattered three singles through four innings, and all three Tacoma hits have come after there were two outs. Valleca flied to deep center, his first time up, deep left center, really. And he stands in and watches a curveball drop in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. One other game in the PCL last night I haven't gotten to yet, and it was a doozy, whatever that is. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Valleca, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. Sugarland at Albuquerque. Final score was Sugarland 16, Albuquerque 13. Ply Madras for Sugarland was hitting leadoff. He led off the game with a home run, and it was on. The team's just trading runs back and forth, nonstop, piling them up on the scoreboard. So there's ball one to Valleca. Sugarland had 22 hits, and they were not singles. They hit nine doubles and four homers. 1-2 pitch to Valleca is up high for a ball. And Albuquerque was in it until the end, but ultimately fell 16-13. Justin Durden for Sugarland, Astros prospect. He went 4-for-5 with three doubles and a grand slam, drove in six. Here's a swing and a fly into shallow center. Back is Stefanik, the second baseman, and he makes the catch. And Valleca is retired, one out at the top of the fifth inning. And now Cesar Hernandez is the batter. Hernandez struck out swinging earlier. He's 0-for-1. On the losing side, Nolan Jones homered for Albuquerque, and that was his ninth of the year, so he moves into that tie for second in the league in homers that includes the Rainiers, Mike Ford and Jake Shiner. Pitch to Cesar Hernandez is a swing and a foul back. Salt Lake first baseman Trey Cabbage also in that tie for second with nine homers. Oh, one pitch to Hernandez is up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch, swing, and a miss at a fastball. 87 on the gun. Kalish ahead of Hernandez, 1-2. Kalish not overpowering with the heater, but he has very good command. Here's the 1-2 to Hernandez. Breaking ball outside, a slider. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch, called strike three on the inside corner, and Hernandez goes down looking, and two men are out at the top of the fifth inning. Kalish with his fifth strikeout, and now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel is 1-for-2 with a single. And the pitch from Kalish is a breaking ball over for a strike. Next pitch coming. Bounced foul, third base side. So Hummel behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Two outs at the top of the fifth. And the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, as the first base umpire, Mark Stewart Jr., he rings up Hummel. That is strike three, and it wraps up the top of the fifth inning. Another strikeout for Jake Kalish, who is having his best start of the year tonight. He sets down the side in order at the top of the fifth. Three up, three down. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth, Salt Lake 3, Tecoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Three nothing. Salt Lake leads Tecoma. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Nick Davila, in his AAA debut, had nerves in the first inning, walked a couple of guys, got in big trouble, allowed three runs. Since then, he has really settled down, and his pitch to Jared Oliva is bunted at, and I guess he pulled the bat back in time for it to be ball one. So 1-0 the count to Oliva. Leading things off in the fifth. Davila has retired eight straight batters and 11 of the last 12 to come to the plate for Salt Lake. And here's a little bouncer to third. Scoop by Shiner. Throw to first. In time to get Oliva at first base. And there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth. Little bouncer up the third baseline. Shiner had to charge it and fire to first. And Oliva runs pretty well. And the Red Ears got him by a step at first base. So one out at the bottom of the fifth. In the first inning, you would not have guessed that Davila would still be in the game in the fifth, but here he is, and he's rolling. Here's his pitch to Ammoniak, and it's taken a little bit outside for a ball. And the Rainiers are challenging this one. Nottingham called for the challenge. So we've got... A challenge, and it is a strike. So the Red Ears win this one, and a little fist bump from Nottingham behind the plate as the Red Ears get one right. All right. 0-1 the count, and the next pitch to Moniak's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. 0-2 the count to Moniak. Now Davila, who has struck out five with the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Moniak, and that is out number two at the bottom of the fifth inning. Davila has retired 10 in a row. And now David Fletcher will be the batter. Fletcher has walked and lined out to right, and he has scored a run. Next pitch from the righty is inside for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery, hit up the middle on the ground, but there's Valleca, the second baseman. He has it, and he throws out Fletcher at first, wrapping up the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. Davila sets down the side in order for the third straight inning. He's retired 11 straight and 14 of the last 15 to come to the plate. What a recovery after a tough first inning. We go to the sixth at Salt Lake 3, Tecoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Three nothing, Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We go to the 6th inning of play. Cade Marlowe, Brian O'Keefe, and Mike Ford do up this inning against Jake Kalish, who has been tough on the right ears tonight, working on a 3-hit shutout through 5. Marlowe stands in. He has struck out and walked so far, and he swings at the first pitch and hits a bouncer to second that's scooped up by Stefanik, and he throws to first and gets Marlowe. One pitch, one out in the top of the 6th inning. So Marlowe bounces out, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 1-for-2 with an infield single. And the pitch from Kalish is inside for a ball, 1-0. Coming. Swung on and foul tipped at the plate, and the count's even, 1-1. Checking out our Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas got rained out yesterday. They're playing one today. I saw they did get started at Springfield today. And then they're going to do the makeup doubleheader tomorrow. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike to O'Keefe. 1-2 now. Tough day for Advanced Class A Everett, who lost to Tri-City at home, 11-1. Some interesting notes in that game nonetheless. The 1-2 pitch to O'Keefe is a breaking ball for a called strike 3, but O'Keefe immediately challenges. He thought this one was outside. So Salt Lake threw the ball around the infield. Catcher went to third with the throw, who then threw it to the shortstop Fletcher, who is frozen in place with the ball as he watches the scoreboard. And it is not strike 3. Call overturned. O'Keefe was correct with his challenge. It was a ball outside, and the count is now even, 2-2 to O'Keefe. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and it doesn't matter anyway. So that's strikeout number 6 for Kalish. 2 down, and Mike Ford will be next. All right, the Everett game, they had 8 hits, 4 of them by Tyler Locklear. A name to know. Corner infielder with a bat. Now hitting .319 with a .955 OPS for Everett. He was drafted just last year, Locklear. Here's a pitch to Ford, and it's a breaking ball outside. And then the pitching matchup, the starting pitchers yesterday in the Everett Tri-City game. I don't know if I would have been able to handle this. Ford grounds one to the right side, fielded by Cabbage, and he tosses it to the pitcher covering, and that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. We'll get to this later after the break. Three up, three down at the top of the sixth. Rainiers go in order. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Salt Lake City. It's B's 3, Rainiers nothing.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We move to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Salt Lake City. It's B's 3, Rainiers 0. Nick Davila on the hill for the Rainiers in his AAA debut in from Class A Modesto. He has now retired 11 straight, and he faces Trey Cabbage to lead off the inning, and the first pitch bounces up to the plate. That's ball one. They got three runs in the first, and then nothing since. And Davila's already gotten deeper into this game than we expected, so that's very encouraging. Here's his 1-0 pitch on its way to Cabbage, and it's swung on and hit high in the air, but not going anywhere. And Marlowe, in a few steps in center field, makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the sixth. And now Michael Stefanik will be the hitter. All right, this Everett game last night on our Mariner Farm Report, they lost to Tri-City. That's not the point. The point is that Tri-City's pitcher was Connor Van Skoyak, and Everett's pitcher was Reed Van Scoter. Van Scoter against Van Skoyak. And I'm not sure I'm pronouncing either of those correctly. Now the 0-1 pitch inside for a ball. I'm glad we haven't had a Van Skoyak versus Van Scoter matchup in the PCL that I've had to deal with. Here's a swing and a liner up the middle and through into center field. A base hit for Stefanik. First hit for Salt Lake since the second inning, and that ends the string at 12 in a row retired by Nick Davila. Meanwhile, Stefanik just extended his streak. He has now reached base with a hit or a walk in every game he's played in this year, 27 straight. So Stefanik is on, and now here's Kevin Padlow, who's 1-for-2 with a two-run single in the first inning. And the pitch from Davila is lined into right, and that's a base hit, very similar to his hit in the first. And going to second and stopping there is Stefanik, and Padlow's 2-for-3 today. A couple of men on with one out at the bottom of the sixth inning for Jordan Adams. And the Rainiers bullpen may be getting into action. Well, not just yet. Adams is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. We'll see if Davila can get him again. Davila at 71 pitches now. He throws, and this is swung on and hit in the air to left center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Marlowe has it on one hop, coming to third, and stopping is Stefanik, and the bases are loaded with one out in the bottom of the sixth as Jordan Adams has a single to left center, extending his hitting streak to seven in a row. So Nottingham goes to the mound to go talk to his pitcher, and the Rainiers bullpen is going to hop into action. Three straight singles with one out at the bottom of the sixth, and Taylor Jones is the hitter. Jones is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a deep flyout. And here's Davila now with his pitch, and it is up high for a ball, 1-0. Right-hander has begun throwing for Tacoma. Want to know the count. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, and it's 1-1. It's Nolan Blackwood who's warming up in the Tacoma pen. Next pitch, swinging and a foul back, 1-2 now to Jones. So one ball, two strikes, bases loaded, one out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here's a double play depth in the infield. And Davila with a 1-2 pitch, and it's swung on and roped to deep center. Back is Marlowe. He's there, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Stefanik. He will score. Tagging at second and taking third is Padlow. Holding at first is Adams. It's a sacrifice fly for Taylor Jones, and Salt Lake leads it now 4-0. So two down, runners at the corners. And Chris Oakey will be the batter. Oakey's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. Oakey, right-hand hitter. So here we go, Davila with a pitch to Oakey. The runner from first takes off, pitches a called strike, and no throw by Nottingham. Jordan Adams steals the base, his 11th of the year without being caught. Owen won the count to Oakey. And Davila's next pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball. Counts 0-2. Time called by Oakey now. Here comes the 0-2 now. And Davila's pitch is low and outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. So 1-2 the count. Now the 1-2, down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Next delivery from the righty, swung on, bounced foul on the third base side, and it rolls right down to the right ears bullpen down the foul line where Blackwood continues to warm up. Nick Davila trying to get through six full innings. Now the pitch, swing and a foul back by Oki. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, just outside ball three, very close. Now first base is open here. Here's the 3-2 coming to Oki, and it is swung on and tapped foul in the home plate area. Still 3-2. The runner at third is Padlo. Adams is at second. Two outs, bottom of the sixth. Nick Davila trying to close out the sixth inning in his AAA debut. Here's his 3-2 pitch again, and it's bounced to the left side, fielded and dropped at short by Hernandez. Padlo scores. Adams takes third. Oki is safe at first, and it is 5-0. Salt Lake. Hernandez had to backhand the ball and make a long throw to first. He was almost certainly going to have time to do that with Oki running. But the ball went straight out of his glove and dropped to the dirt. And John Russell's on his way to the mound. He's going to take the ball away from Davila, who really recovered from a rough first inning and had some nerves, it appeared, at the first, but got over it and was rolling and got into the sixth. But he is done for the night. Blackwood's coming in with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Salt Lake leading by a score of 5-0.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Salt Lake leading the Red Ears 5-0, and the Bees have runners at first and third with two outs. Jared Oliva coming to the plate. Nolan Blackwood's in from the Red Ears bullpen for his ninth appearance with the club. Runner goes. First pitch is outside for a ball. Throw down to second. Now breaking home is Adams. The relay home and applying the tag is Nottingham, and Adams is out, and the inning is over. They tried the delayed double steal of home plate, but Pat Valleca, receiving the throw from Nottingham, turned around and fired it right back. And Nottingham tagged out Jordan Adams, who is caught stealing 2-4-2 to end the inning. First time Adams has been caught stealing this year. So that closes out the sixth. The two-run score on three hits. There was an error and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. Rainiers need to get the offense going. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
On we go to the seventh inning. Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing is our score here at Smith's Ballpark. Right here's with just three hits against Jake Kalish, who is still in the game for Salt Lake, having his best start of the year. Jake Shiner stands in to lead things off for the Red Raiders in the top of the seventh, and the first pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. It's 0-1. So 0-1 the count. Rainiers have not had a base runner with fewer than two outs in an inning tonight. Next pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is coming, and it is inside for a ball, 2-1. Final line on Nick Davila in his AAA debut for the Rainiers, as here's one high to Shiner, 3-1 now. He went 5 2/3 innings, allowed 6 hits and 5 runs, 4 earned, walked 2, struck out 6. Once he got over his nerves in the first inning, he was really sharp. Here's a swing and a fly down the right field line. Over is the right fielder, Oliva, but this is back at the seats and out of play. Full count, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes to Shiner. And the payoff pitch, swung on, wrapped on the ground, past the diving third baseman Jones and into left field, and that's a base hit for Shiner, and the Rainiers have a leadoff single here in the seventh. Hit number 4 for the Rainiers today. We'll see if that gets anything started. Now Jacob Nottingham will hit. Shiner continues his outstanding road trip. 14 for 36 on this trip. I think that comes to 389. It's a batting average. Pitch to Nottingham, down and in for a ball, 1-0. There's action in the Bees bullpen for the first time tonight. A right-hander warming up. Just getting started. Now the pitch is hit in the air by Nottingham to right. This is fairly deep, but caught at the warning track by Oliva. And Shiner has to hustle to get back to first base, and he does. Nottingham driving one the other way, but caught at the track. So one out in the top of the seventh. And now Jack Larson will be the hitter.
Jack
Now the pitch to Larson is a breaking ball up and in, ball one. Next pitch in there for a strike. So 1-1 to Larson. Now a swing and a miss, strike two. A fastball in on the hands of Jack Larson. Larson signed by the Mariners in 2017, undrafted. Out of UC San Diego. Next pitch is a check swing, and he went that strike three. And that is strikeout number seven for Kalish. Two away in the top of the seventh inning. And Pat Valeko will be the batter. Pitch to Valeka is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is driven towards left center field. On the move in the alley is Moniak, but he's not going to get this. It takes a bounce and hits the fence. Shiner's being waved around third. He's coming home. He's going to score. In at second base with a long double and an RBI is Pat Valeka, and the Red Ears are on the scoreboard here in the top of the seventh inning. Valeka with a two-out double drives in Shiner from first base, and it is now Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 1. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the batter. There's a small contingent of Mariners fans seated near the Red Ears dugout here, braving the cold tonight, and gave a little cheer for Valeka's double. Bunch of people wearing Mariners gear. Come see the AAA club play in Salt Lake City. A one pitch, swung on and fouled at the plate. Oh, and two. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away. 0-2 the count to Cesar Hernandez, who has a two-out RBI opportunity right here. Oh, 2 pitch coming. And it's high for a ball. 1-2. Hernandez fouls one off now down the right field line, out of play. So still one ball, two strikes to Cesar Hernandez. And a pickoff throw to second, and diving back in there safely is Valeka. Now the 1-2 is coming. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch. And Hernandez has struck out wrapping up the top of the seventh inning. Kalish with eight strikeouts. He gets through seven innings today, but the Red Ears do finally get on the board here in the seventh. One run on two hits. No errors, one left. We've made it to the seventh inning stretch. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 1.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Salt Lake City. Bees 5, Rainiers 1. Nolan Blackwood got the final out without throwing a pitch. Well, he did throw a pitch. Take that back in the sixth. Didn't face a hitter, really. His first pitch to Jared Oliva here in the bottom of the seventh is in for a strike. All right, that was confusing. I'll explain it. 0-1 pitch. Line towards center, right at Marlowe. He's there, and Marlowe makes the catch. And that's out number one in the bottom of the seventh inning. Blackwood inherited a situation where runners were at first and third with two outs. That's when he came in. And on his first pitch, the runner at first tried to steal second. And the pitch was outside, and Nottingham threw down to second, and then the runner at third took off for the plate, and Valleca relayed it back to Nottingham, and they tagged him out for the last out of the inning. Next pitch bounced foul. 0-2 the count to Moniak. And this pitch misses down low for a ball, 1-2. And this one's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still two balls, two strikes. Now 2-2, looped the other way. Foul ball. And that just cracked Moniak's bat as well. Next pitch, swung on, yanked to right. This is deep. Back on the ball is Larson, and he can't get it. It's off the fence, and it bounces back in. Moniak's around second, on his way to third, and he's going to end up there with his second triple of the game. Mickey Moniak with a three-base hit to right that was nearly a homer. And he runs well. He's going to hit a lot of triples this year for Salt Lake. This is a great triples park, and with his speed, he's going to end up with his share of triples. He might end up leading the league. Well, he's leading the league right now with five. He's at third with one out. Fletcher coming up. Infield in. The pitch is swung on. Line towards center. Here comes Marlowe on the run. He makes the catch. Moniak tags. Marlowe fires, and it's not in time. Moniak scores on a sac fly that was a line drive off the bat of David Fletcher, and it is 6-1 Salt Lake. And now Trey Cabbage will be the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Next pitch misses, ball two. Ball three, 3-0. So Blackwood well behind the count to Cabbage with Stefanik on deck. And this one is in there for a called strike, 3-1. Three-one pitch, called a strike, full count, 3-2. Next pitch is hit high and deep to right field. Back is Larson at the track, at the fence. Makes the catch right at the wall. And that's the final out of the inning. Trey Cabbage does not get his 10th homer of the year. He just missed. Larson caught it up against the fence in right. But Salt Lake gets a run on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 6, Tequila 1.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
On we go to the eighth inning. Salt Lake 6, Tequila 1. New pitcher for the Bees. It's the former Rainier, Zach Weiss, now in his second season with the Angels AAA club. Spent some time with their big league team last year. This year he's been with Salt Lake since opening day. His first pitch to Cooper Hummel is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Weiss in eight games, 2-0 with an 8 ERA, has allowed 8 earned runs in 9 innings, a dozen strikeouts, 6 walks. 0-1 pitch coming to Hummel, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Rainiers got their first run last inning, a two-out RBI double by Valleca. Offense has been inconsistent the last couple days, as here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Hummel, one out in the eighth. Yesterday, the offense was there as seven runs on 11 hits. Wasn't enough. They lost 8-7, but still, that's a good showing. But on Wednesday, the Rainiers scored just two runs on seven hits. And then in the opening game that the Rainiers won on Tuesday, they scored seven runs. So it's kind of been back and forth. Look out tomorrow. So here's a swing and a foul by Marlowe. Tomorrow's game's at 5:35 Pacific, by the way. Tommy Malone's on the mound for the Rainiers against Luis Leto for Salt Lake. He's a righty. 0-1 to Marlowe is up high for a ball, 1-1. Series wraps up on Sunday, 12:05 Pacific, Connor Wade against Kenny Rosenberg. Same matchup that we had on Tuesday, the game the Rainiers have won so far in this series. 1-1 to Marlowe is high, 2-1. Yeah, the 2-1 swing and a foul back, and the count's even 2-2. Two-two coming. High, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the pitch is a called strike three. Marlowe thought it was ball four, threw the bat aside, but the umpire makes the call, and no challenge from Marlowe. That is the second out here at the top of the eighth inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Weiss. And now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. O'Keefe's 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch is over for a called strike. Oh, one pitch coming. Outside, one ball, one strike. The Salt Lake Bee mascot is stirring things up in the section below, behind home plate. The kids are in a frenzy. So the next pitch is high, 2-1 to O'Keefe. Give you one guess as to what the Salt Lake Bee's name is. It's a stuffed bee wearing a baseball uniform. It's got little bee wings and everything. So here's a strike. They have a cool logo with the bee swinging the bat. I like that one. But anyway, the bee mascot is Bumble. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Full count now to O'Keefe, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming with Ford on deck. And it's a check swing, and he went. That is strike three. O'Keefe could not stop himself from offering it the Weiss slider, and Zach Weiss strikes out the side at the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down, all strikeouts, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Moving on to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Salt Lake City. Bees lead the Raiders 6-1. Michael Stefanik will lead things off for Salt Lake. Blackwood on the hill, and his pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Blackwood's been in there for 1 1/3. Now the 0-1 to Stefanik is just outside for a ball, 1-1. Blackwood, the side armor, looks in for the sign from Nottingham. And the pitch is lined up the middle and through into center field, and Stefanik has his second hit of the game, a line drive single to center. And he is on, and now Kevin Patlow will be the batter. Michael Stefanik can really hit a lot of singles. He is a great singles hitter in this league, no question about it. Here's the pitch to Patlow, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1. Patlow with two base hits in this one and two runs batted in. And he swings and misses at a slider, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is pulled to left down the line towards the corner. It's deep, and it is off the fence on a short hop. Coming to third is Stefanik. They'll stop him there, and Patlow with his third hit of the game, a double. And Salt Lake leads, well, they still lead 6-1. They have runners at second and third with nobody out for Jordan Adams. Adams settles into the batter's box. The infield drawn in for the right ears. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field. And Larson is under it. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Stefanik. He heads home, and he will score as the throw comes into third base. Patlow holds it second. Sacrifice fly for Jordan Adams. And the Bees now lead 7-1, and they have hit four sacrifice flies in this game. That's a lot. Now Taylor Jones will be the batter. Jones 0-2 with a sac fly, and the pitch from Blackwood is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch taken inside for a ball. One and one. Swing and a miss there, strike two. One, two coming. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Taylor Jones, and Blackwood has his first strikeout of the game. Two down, and Chris Oakey will be the batter. Looking ahead to the ninth, the Red Ears are going to need a huge rally, and They will look for Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, and Jacob Nottingham to get one started. And the pitch to Ford, or pardon me, to Oki is outside for a ball, 1-0. The next pitch is outside for a ball. So 2-0 the count to Oki. Blackwood's pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. Two-one delivery, swing and a foul back. Two-two pitch, swung on, grounded right back to the hill. Blackwood picks it, jogs halfway to first, and underhands to Ford for the putout at first base, which wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning. But Salt Lake does add a run on two hits. There were no errors, one left. We go to the ninth. It's Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. It is Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Bees, Jacob Webb, comes in for his 11th appearance of the year. He's 1-3 with an 8.71 ERA. Rainiers are going to try to get something going here. Yeah, it's 7-1. That's a big deficit, but this is Salt Lake City in the Pacific Coast League, and comebacks bigger than this have happened before. Ford stands in, left-hand hitter. And the pitch from Webb is up and away. There's ball one. Webb in relief of Zach Weiss, the ex-Rainier, who struck out the side in the eighth in his lone inning of work. 1-0 pitch to Ford is in there for a strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. Next pitch, outside. Ford hasn't reached base yet in this game. He has a string of 12 straight games reaching base. On the line right here in the ninth inning. Rainiers with just 5 hits in this game. 2-1 pitch is low. Three-one, up and away, ball four. There's a leadoff walk. Ford reaches, and that gets things started in the top of the ninth inning. Now Jake Shiner will be the batter. So Ford has now reached in 13 straight. Ford has 21 walks drawn this year next to just 13 strikeouts. Shiner, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored, and the pitch is a check swing, and he went. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is called a strike. 0-2 the count. Now this one is a check swing, and he held up. 1-2. Now pitch up high, a fastball. 2-2. Two coming, swung on, bounced towards third, foul just to the left of the bag. So 2-2 now. Ninth inning, Rainier's down by 6, no one out. And the pitch is swung on and hit well towards the right field corner. Slicing, it is a fair ball. And against the fence, Ford's on his way to third. He'll stop there. Shiner gets to second with an opposite field double, his second hit of the game. And the Rainiers have something developing here with runners at second and third and nobody out for Jacob Nottingham. So Nottingham settling into the batter's box where he's 1-for-3. And the pitch is a check swing, and he went. That is strike one. And one the count. Salt Lake with the infield back with the healthy lead, and here's a grounder right to the shortstop, Fletcher, who fields it, and he throws out Nottingham at first base for the first out. Scoring from third is Ford, and Shiner takes third. It's now 7-2, but there's one away. Nottingham does get an RBI, his 10th of the year. And the pitch is in for a strike to Larson, 0-1. Larson's 0-for-3. Now this next pitch is up high for a ball. 1-1 the count to Larson. Next pitch, check swing, and he held up, 2-1. So 2-1 to Larson. Now the pitch swung on and bounced slowly towards first. It's rolling, and it stays fair, and it's fielded by the pitcher who tags out Larson. The run scores to make it 7-3, but the Red Ears are now down to their last out. Larson grounds out, pitcher unassisted, gets an RBI, his first Triple A RBI, but now there are two down and no one on for Pat Valleca. And now the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count to Valleca. And he swings and fouls one away. So 1-1 the count, two down in the ninth, 7-3. Salt Lake leads Tacoma. The pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Rainiers down to their final strike. And the pitch swung on, bounced towards third. This will probably do it. Jones fields it. Oh, he throws it away. Nowhere near the target at first base. And the Rainiers are not done yet. Valleca is aboard at first on a throwing error by Jones, the third baseman. That was as routine as could be, and Jones just had it get away from him. So now Cesar Hernandez will bat and try to keep this game going. Well, Hernandez settling into the batter's box. Switch hitter bats left for his first time today. He was having a tough time from the other side of the plate against Kalish. 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. He takes the first pitch outside for a ball. 1-0. Two outs in the ninth, 7-3, but an error just extended things, and we'll see if that opens the door for the Rainiers. Last pitch was challenged unsuccessfully by Salt Lake. Ball one to Hernandez. And the pitch from Webb is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Now swinging a hard grounder up the middle, and that's through into the outfield and hitting second and taking off for third is Valleca. Cesar Hernandez with a ground ball single to center. And the Rainiers need one more man to reach base to bring the tying run to the plate. Runners at the quarters with two outs in the ninth for Cooper Hummel. And now a trip to the mound by the Salt Lake pitching coach, Darren Ebert. This is going to make the Bees warm up another pitcher in the reliever, or in the bullpen, pardon me, warm up another reliever in the bullpen. And you know, those little things add up. Could impact tomorrow's game and Sunday's game. Conference on the mound, ongoing. Now broken up by the plate umpire, Tom Hanahan. Well, settling in is Cooper Hummel, just trying to reach base and keep things going. Marlowe, the tying run, is in the on-deck circle. Two down in the ninth. And the pitch is a breaking ball for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next delivery in there for a strike, 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and Hummel is struck out, and that's the ball game. Salt Lake takes it 7-3, the final. The Rainiers definitely had some fight in the ninth, but they went into the ninth needing a lot of runs. Needed six. They only got two. Well, the Bees have won three in a row against Tacoma after the Rainiers won the series opener on Tuesday. Tacoma's going to need to win the next two games tomorrow and Sunday in order to get out of here with a split. So that's what they're going to work on tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. Salt Lake takes it 7-3. Stick around. The Rainiers postgame show is coming up next.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, the Bees beat the Rainiers tonight in Salt Lake City, 7-3, the final score. And Salt Lake has won three straight and five of their last six overall. And a couple of their key starting pitchers from last year who were off to bad starts this year have had outstanding starts against the Rainiers in this series. And it was in game two of the series on Wednesday afternoon, the veteran Cesar Valdez, and today it was Jake Kalish, who was one of the best pitchers in this league last year before he got injured. And this year he was getting rocked in his first few starts, but not today. The finesse lefty had a command performance against Tacoma tonight. He went seven innings, allowed just one run on five hits. That one run did not score until the seventh inning. And he struck out eight and walked one. He was in great form this evening. Meanwhile, the Rainiers were starting Nick Davila in his AAA debut. He had never pitched above the Class A ranks, and he came in from Modesto to start this game. And in the first inning, he looked like someone who was pitching in his first AAA game. The Mickey Moniak led off with a triple in the first inning. And that seemed to immediately make Davila nervous, and he pitched around the established major leaguer David Fletcher and walked him. Then he walked Trey Cabbage. Both of those walks were four-pitch walks. He fell behind Stefanik 2-0. It was 10 straight balls before Stefanik eventually hit a sack fly to drive in a run, make it 1-0. The other runners moved up as well, and then Kevin Padlow hit a two-run single to right field, and it was 3-0. There was only one out in the first inning, and the Rainiers, I'm sure, were a little bit concerned that they might have a disaster on their hands, but this is where we have to give credit to Davila, who ended up doing a very good job tonight when it was all said and done. He struck out the next two hitters to get out of the first inning. He struck out Jordan Adams and Taylor Jones to end the first. The Rainiers had bullpen action in the first, just to let you know how close he was to not getting out of the first inning in his AAA debut. but the back-to-back strikeouts got him out of it. It was 3-0 after one, and then Davila got into a groove. He allowed a one-out single in the second, but then proceeded to retire 12 consecutive batters into the sixth inning. Not a single man reaching during that time, and it remained a 3-0 ball game as he matched Kalish 0-for-0 on the line score. But in the sixth inning, they started to spray some singles against him. Stefanik had his first hit, a liner to center. Padlo had his second hit, a base hit to right. Jordan Adams singled into left center, loading the bases with one out. Taylor Jones hit a sac fly to bring in a run, make it 4-0. And then Chris Oakey hit what looked like an inning-ending one-hopper to short, but it popped out of Cesar Hernandez's glove for an error, enabling another run to score and making it 5-0. That was it for Davila. Blackwood came in and recorded the final out of the sixth, but it was 5-0. Still, considering the first inning and how that went, Davila exceeded all expectations by going through 5 2/3, and he and Blackwood pitched the entire game, which saved the bullpen for the remaining two games of this series tomorrow and Sunday. Rainier's got a run of the seventh, a leadoff single for Jake Schiner, and then a two-out long double to left center field by Pat Valeka, scoring Schiner from first, making it 5-1. But Salt Lake got that run back right away in the bottom of the seventh, a one-out triple by Moniak, his second triple of the game, and he scored on a sac fly by David Fletcher to make it 6-1. Then in the eighth inning, Stefanik singled and Padlo doubled to left, putting runners at second and third, and Jordan Adams hit a sac fly to drive in a run, making it 7-1. The Red Ears did make noise in the ninth against reliever Jacob Webb. A leadoff walk was drawn by Mike Ford. Jake Schiner doubled to right, and then Nottingham grounded out to score a run, make it 7-2. Jack Larson grounded out, scored a run, though, to make it 7-3. And the Rainiers still weren't done. Pat Valeka reached on an error. And then Cesar Hernandez singled to center, putting runners at the corners. And suddenly the Rainiers had the tying run in the on-deck circle. But Cooper Hummel struck out to end the game, and that was that. Salt Lake wins it. 7-3 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Salt Lake. 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 4 on base. For Tacoma, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, left 7 on base. Kalish gets the win. He's 2-3. Davila hit with a loss. He's 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 13 minutes. The attendance, 4,135. Salt Lake improves to 14 wins and 17 losses on the year. The Red Ears fall to an even 500 at 15-15. Game 5 of this 6-game series is tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. Tommy Malone starts for the Red Ears against Luis Leto for Salt Lake, and we'll be on the air with our pregame show starting at 5:25. Salt Lake takes it 6-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Salt Lake beats Tacoma 7-3. Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard on the Red Ears postgame show. Things not going well for the Mariners right now. They're hosting Houston in the opener of a 3-game series. The Mariners coming into play on a 4-game win streak, but the Astros aren't the Oakland A's, and Yordan Alvarez has hit a 3-run homer, and Houston leads the Mariners 4-0 in the middle of the fourth inning at T-Mobile Park. Some finals today in the American League. Tampa beat the Yankees 5-4 as Randy a Rosarena homered in his first at bat. Then the Yankees hit him in his next two at bats, and the Rays manager got ejected, and that type of stuff happened. And then Tampa ended up winning the game in the seventh when Wander Franco doubled in the go-ahead run. Twins shutout Cleveland 2-0. Bailey Ober, 7 shutout innings. Max Kepler with a 2-run homer. The A's lead Kansas City 11-8 in a slugfest in the ninth inning in KC. And the Texas Rangers are up 3-0 on the Angels in the fifth inning in Anaheim. In interleague games today, Toronto shut out Pittsburgh 4-0. Pirates suddenly have lost 4 in a row. Chris Bassitt with 7 scoreless innings for Toronto. The White Sox hold off the Reds 5-4 as Luis Robert and Alvis Andrews each hit home runs for the White Sox. Baltimore blasted Atlanta in Atlanta 9-4. The Orioles are red hot. They've won 14 out of 17. Anthony Santander for the Orioles switch hit home runs today. One left, one right, and one of them was a grand slam. Red Sox defeat the Phillies 5-3 in Philadelphia. The Red Sox have won 7 in a row. Chris Sale struck out 10 over 6 innings in that game. And then one other interleague game today. The Tigers lead the Cardinals 5-4 in the ninth inning in St. Louis. And in National League Finals, the Cubs beat the Marlins 4-1. Justin Steele quietly emerging as the ace of the Cubs. He went 7 innings, allowed 1 run, got the win. He's 5-0 and leads the National League in earned run average. The Mets shut out the Rockies 1-0 behind Kodai Senga. He went 6 innings and picked up the W. And then some NL games are progressing right now. The Diamondbacks lead the Nationals 3-1 in the fifth inning in Arizona. Padres are on top of the Dodgers 4-1. Fernando Tatis Jr. has hit 2 home runs off Clayton Kershaw in that game. And finally, the Brewers and Giants are tied up 2-2 in the third in San Francisco. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Salt Lake City, the Bees beat the Red Ears 7-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Well, Salt Lake wins this one 7-3. And tonight the Red Ears ran into a pitcher who was really good last year and had been struggling this year but regained it today. Second time it's happened in this series. It happened on Wednesday with Cesar Valdez, today with Jake Kalish. One of them's a right-hander, the other one's a left-hander, but other than that, they have something very similar among them, and that is that they do not throw hard. They're real finesse pitchers with a lot of off-speed pitches. Fastballs 85, 86 miles per hour. A lot of change-ups, a lot of curveballs, a lot of sliders. And maybe this Rainier's lineup that has been so productive this year isn't very good against that type of pitcher. Just throwing that out there as a possibility. And tomorrow, the Rainier's face Luis Leto, 6'4" righty from the Dominican, who I think is more of a traditional fastball in the 90s kind of guy. And maybe the Rainier's will rebound against him offensively tomorrow night. PCL scores. Every other game still going. El Paso leads Oklahoma City 7-4 in the seventh. Albuquerque's up on Sugar Land 8-3. That game is in the seventh. Reno leads Round Rock 7-3 in the fifth inning in Reno. And Sacramento's on top of Vegas 3-1 there in the sixth inning in Sacramento. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow, 5:35 p.m. first pitch Pacific time. Tommy Malone survived two starts at Las Vegas ballpark last week, has just one start this week, tomorrow against the Bees. And he's 2-0 with a 3.86 ERA. Luis Leto will be on the hill for Salt Lake. Leto, no record, a 10.38 ERA in only 8 2/3 innings this year. All three of his starts have been short this year. So we'll probably see a lot of Salt Lake relievers tomorrow as well. It's at 5:35. We'll start the pregame show up at 5:25 right here streaming in this spot. Thanks a lot for tuning in today. Appreciate it. Well, it's time to say good night from Salt Lake City. Once again, our final score today, Salt Lake 7, Tacoma 3. Have a great rest of your night.